Bravo, this is 2014, back to you.
This is KJ5POU. Well, Trent, believe it or not, I just received my license about 3 weeks ago. I've been around ham radio operators all my life. My dad was in communications when he was in the Army, and he's retired. His radio shack got flooded out. We had some torrential rain down here about 2 years ago. So my husband and I just redid his radio shack, got it all set up, and he's back on. And I told him I'm going to go take my test. I went and took my test and passed and studying now for my next step, and hopefully one day be able to fill his shoes with that extra class license. Over.
Yeah, no, congratulations. Welcome to the ham world with your own license. I remember when I got mine, it was quite a bit of studying, and I got, well, up here they call it, a basic but honored, so I can use up to, 160 meters and lower. But, yeah, it's nice playing with the radio. It's a good way to spend money you don't have, I find. Back to you.
You got that right. It's a very expensive hobby. I'm just lucky I have my dad still that knows all about this and everything, and he's taught me a lot. My husband as well jumped on the bandwagon, and he has his license. So it's a house full of hams down here. This is KJ5POU.
Alpha Golf Echo. Yeah, I'm the only one in my family who has a license. I've always been interested in shortwave radio, and I took some electronics in school when I was younger and kind of had the basics of it and stuff. And I really enjoy it. I want to get out and do some POTA this summer sometime. In the evening when I'm traveling for work, that would be a great way to pass the time. Back to you.
You've got that right. It's a good way to pass time. It was the test was hard. At least it was for me. Just trying to, I felt like I was back in college cramming for an exam, but, luckily I passed it, and now I just wanted to learn more. Over.
Yeah, I hear you. I switched over to my Echolink on my iPad. Do you still read me? Over.
Yes, I could. I hear you very much better now. I've been trying to get Echo Link set up on my computer out in the radio shack, and I got on there today, and it said my call sign isn't validated. I wonder if it's because I have it on my iPhone and trying to get connected on the computer. Do you have any idea? Over.
Well, I was going to ask you a similar question. I wonder if that's the case, if you can't be logged on to two devices at the same time. I don't have much experience with that, but with my, I can't seem to get my laptop to work properly with my Echo Link either. But my Apple products, it works great. So I wonder if I'm having the same kind of problems. I used to be great at computers, but now with using them at work so much, I've kind of lost my skills and my patience mostly. Back to you.
When I got that error message, I looked, and it had a button on my on my PC, and it said, you know, to click this button, and it did a firewall test, and it said there was a firewall detected, so I need to really look into that. I'm pretty sure that's might be what's keeping me from getting on there. But and if I can't get on there, that's okay. I would just like to be able to utilize it on the computer because I'm out there more and it's a lot easier. This is KJ5POU.
This is Victor Echo 5, Alpha Golf Echo. Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I have I don't have a 2 meter set up in my house, so I just have my HF. But so I wanted to use EchoLink for, you know, for on repeaters a little bit without having to buy another radio. My 2 meters is in the car. Don't want to move it every day, but I'm sure, you know, I think I have the same. I remember that test I did too, and my firewall kind of gave me some kind of errors too, but I don't recall what it meant, and I have to copy it and kind of do some Googling because I'm not good at that firewall stuff. I've never been in a network kind of guy. Back to you.
Yes, that's what I'm going to have to do. That's a good idea. Copy and paste it. Ask Google or AI. Hopefully they can steer me in the right direction. That AI stuff, I tell you what, my dad bought me a Yaesu FTM-150R for my birthday and for getting my license. And I read the, you know, the manual that came with it. And, oh, gosh, you need a whole other degree just to understand the manual. So I got on AI and asked a bunch of questions, and it kept coming back saying that I had the wrong manual, that Yaesu probably sent me the wrong radio and all this stuff. So I broke down and I called the hotline out. I think they were based out of California, and I talked to a real nice gentleman out there, and he showed me, walked me through what I was doing wrong. I was having problems putting in PL numbers, you know, to break into a repeater, and now I could get on there, but I've been on my phone on EchoLink more than I have my radio. This is KJ5POU.
Victor PE5AGE. Yeah, I find this, you know, the app I'm using, EchoLink app on Apple, to be quite handy. Yeah, it's you know, and nice and clear too. That's good. I got to do. I should do some YouTubing and kind of learn more about it, because all I know how to do is look up on the map and then click on the repeater I want from the map. But for now, that works. It works fine. But yeah, very interesting technology. I never really used it. I heard about EchoLink and knew the repeater linked. I used link repeaters quite a bit with my radio years ago, but I never broke into using my phone or the apps or the EchoLink app. But kind of glad I did. It's nice for today when my Bofang radio is just a little bit weak for getting into this repeater. Back to you.
Yes, sir, that's the same way. I tell you what, it's hard to beat a good Apple product. I've never had any problems with any of my Apple products.
Yeah, same with mine. It's when the hardest part is paying for them, but I find, but I was a real Samsung or Android person before I got my Apple, but, you know, got my first Apple phone through work. That's a product they used and got used to it. Now, I am afraid to say I like Apple products, so I bought myself either an iPad, and that's what I'm chatting with you now, and I use it more than my laptop, travel with it and everything, so they are good products, that's for sure. I guess, I just wish the apps, there was a little bit more app selection for some of the newer apps. Back to you.
Yes, I understand that. I guess it's whatever preference you like. My dad, like I said, is a ham as well, and he is a straight-up Android person, and that's a totally different operating system to try to show him how to do different things on there. And I always tell him, Dad, that's what happens. You need to get you an Apple. And he just laughs. But, you know, and he's had Android ever since Android came out. This is KJ5POU.
This is VE5AGE. Yeah, it's really what they're used to. I suppose I could switch back to Android if I needed to. Maybe I will someday when I retire, but, you know, I'm used to it. It's so handy to use what you're used to. I really don't want to learn something else anymore. Not on the electronic world. I spend enough time learning other things during the day that I don't just need something that works for me, and Apple's sure working for me. Back to you.
Yes, I'm going to always be an Apple girl, I think, unless they come out with a peach or a pear. Anyway, it's very nice to talk to you, Trent, and meet you. Thank you. I wish the best to you. Way up there, you said on Highway 1, I bet that's a long, pretty long drive from there, from Texas up to your location. Over.
Yeah, I never really clocked it, but it's got to be, I bet you, about 24 hours worth of driving, I'd imagine. It's definitely a few overnight stays to get up here or to get down there. That's why they make airplanes, I say. But it would be a nice trip, but a little bit long. But no, 7-3s to you. You know, nice chatting with you, and thanks for rag-chewing with me. That's nice to talk to someone other side of the other side of the continent here, but you have yourself a good day also.
I sure will, and maybe we can meet on the air again one day. This is KJ5POU 73.
73s to you. Have a good evening.